This is Australian Independent Radio News. I'm Samuel Gordon-Stewart. Four people have been charged after 400 kilograms of the drug ephedrine was seized in a joint operation between Customs and Australian Federal Police in Sydney. The drug is a key ingredient in speed, and police believe the seizure could have a potential street value of $72 million. Federal agent Warren Gray says the seizure could be the largest of its kind. Police say the drug was apparently moulded into statuettes and imported into Australia from Vietnam. The lawyer for an Australian model arrested on drugs charges in Indonesia has quit. Muhammad Rifan said he could not meet Michelle Leslie's expectations for the case. She was detained by police who allegedly found two ecstasy pills in her handbag following a routine drug sweep outside a party in Bali. The 24-year-old, who faces up to 15 years in jail if convicted, is the latest in a string of Australians arrested on drugs charges in Indonesia. Arthur Stevens reports from Melbourne.
The Indonesian lawyer for Australian model Michelle Leslie, Muhammad Rifan's surprise resignation comes just hours after he claimed that a document in which Leslie admits to being an ecstasy addict was a fake. Media reports have cited what is purported to be a photocopy of a signed 4.5-page transcript of a Bali police interview with Leslie on Wednesday. In it, she allegedly told interrogators she feared she was hooked on the drug and had sought treatment for the problem in Australia. Rifan didn't say who might have forged such a document. Leslie was detained during a routine drug sweep outside a Bali dance party on Saturday. She faces up to 15 years in prison if found guilty of drug possession. Arthur Stevens reporting.
Talks on an Iraqi constitution remain deadlocked with no agreement between Sunnis and Shiites on key issues. A top Sunni Arab negotiator is calling on voters to reject the draft charter in an October 15th referendum. US President George Bush has personally intervened in the deliberations. The American leader earlier spoke to the head of the Shiite delegation to ask him to be more flexible on Sunni demands. Owen Fay reports.
During the last-minute negotiations, President Bush spoke to Abdulaziz al-Hakim, one of the Shiite leaders, to make the case for consensus. But despite the entreaty, Shiites and Kurds refused to back off demands for a federalist structure, and Sunnis remained staunchly opposed. Despite postponing a decision on the Constitution three times, lawmakers in Iraq were unable to reach a deal. Instead, the document will be put to the Iraqi people over the objections of the Sunni minority. Thousands of Sunni protesters marched through the streets of Bakuba on Friday to show support for Saddam Hussein, lending support to the theory that the divide between the ethnic groups in Iraq is growing. Owen Fay, Australian Independent Radio News.
And now to sport. Australia is under siege on 5-99 at stumps on the second day of the fourth Ashes test at Trent Bridge. Australia needs 278 runs to avoid the follow-on. The Roosters have closed the gap on 8th place Manly with a gutsy 17-10 win over Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium. The Roosters need to beat the Bulldogs at home next week and hope that Manly lose its last two games to secure an unlikely finals berth. Tonight, Melbourne Storm play the West Tigers, the Knights play the Sharks, and Manly take on the Warriors. The Western Bulldogs have kept their slim finals hopes alive with a 41-point AFL win over Collingwood at Telstra Dome last night. The Dogs outscored Collingwood by 44 points in the first quarter before going on to win 21-15-141 to 14-16-100. In today's matches, West Coast and Adelaide play off for the minor premiership at Subiaco, Hawthorn take on the Sydney Swans in Sydney, Port Adelaide and Fremantle play off for a finals berth at Amy Stadium, and St Kilda take on Brisbane. The Australian A-League soccer competition is only one day old and already there is a contender for goal of the year. Central Coast Mariners midfielder Noel Spencer kick-started his team's campaign by blasting an amazing right-foot shot into the top right corner of the net from 30 metres out. It gave the Mariners a 1-0 win over Perth Glory at Members Equity Stadium in Perth. Earlier, Adelaide defeated Newcastle United 1-0 to kick off the new competition. This is Australian Independent Radio News.